is Find Your Dream Job, the podcast that helps you get hired, have the career you want, and make a difference in life. I'm your host, Mac Pritchard. I'm also the founder of MaxList. It's a job board of the Pacific Northwest that helps you find a fulfilling career. Every Wednesday, I talk to a different expert about the tools you need to find the work you want. Do you think when you join a new company that your worries are over? Or that it's up to your new boss to tell you what to do next? Think again. Our guest today says if you want to thrive in your career, you need a 90-day plan when you start a new job. Here to talk about this is Robert Moment. He's the author of Starting a New Job, Career Planning and Job Promotion Tactics for Motivated Employees. And he joins us today from Arlington, Virginia. Well, Robert, here's where I'd like to begin. Why shouldn't you kick back and wait to be told what to do next when you start a new job?
Mac, starting a new job, the reason why you shouldn't kick back, it's really a continuation of your job interview. So you still, your performance is going to be critical. And also, they want to see also whether or not you are a good culture fit, among other things.
But Robert, isn't the interview over? Are you still standing on that trap door? Isn't the job yours?
The job is yours after 90 days and beyond, because you're still under evaluation. They want to make sure everything that you said during that interview, you can transfer those skills, the soft skills that you said on the resume and even face-to-face, that you can perform the job that you in that new role.
So I know you work with a lot of job seekers and employers. Do you see companies let people go after the first 90 days?
Yes, they do.
And why are those first 3 months so important, Robert?
They're so important because really they want to make sure that they are making the right hiring decision. And the first 30, 60, 90 days, where it's critical, they want to make sure not only can you do the job, but also they want to make sure, are you a good culture fit? Because, you know, it really costs companies money to have bad employees past the 90 days.
You mentioned culture fit. This is a phrase that comes up a lot. And when I talk to candidates, sometimes, Robert, they get frustrated because they don't know what it means. How would you, when you talk to employers and they speak to you about culture fit, what are they looking for with new employees, particularly during those first 90 days?
They want the likability factor. They want people who are nice, have a positive attitude, very enthusiastic, want to be there to contribute and also produce results.
I want to be clear, because you're talking about personality traits. Employers don't expect people to be somebody they're not, do they?
No.
So when you talk about likability, a listener might think, well, I'm doomed. I'm a quiet person. I'm introverted. I'm not a glad hander. Am I going to lose this job after 90 days?
You do have to be able to work well with people, because if you're working with a team, you have to be able to get along with those individuals, have a positive attitude. So when I say the likability factor, being able to work well with others, because that's a critical soft skill. So collaboration, people skills, those are skills, whether you're an introvert or extrovert, you have to be able to work with others. And that goes across any industry.
Let's talk about the steps people should take in those first 90 days. And I think the default for many a listener might be this: well, I'll focus on my job posting because I have a job description. That's what I got hired to do. Is that enough, Robert, just to do what's in the posting?
You have to go beyond the posting. You want to start to build relationships within that organization and start building relationships with your team members.
Why are relationships so important?
You're going to need that help because you're not going to know everything about the job, and they will be able to give you great advice on how to succeed during your first 30, 60, 90 days and even beyond.
How do you recommend people build those relationships, particularly when you've just joined the company?
One thing I always suggest to clients and even colleagues, have them, your manager send out an email and say, you know, he's going to introduce you to the team and say within 10, you know, give 10 minutes of your time. This individual would like to meet you. There's 10 minutes to get to know you, the organization, anything that you can share to help them to succeed. Or even a manager can walk you around and just do a brief 10-minute introduction. But I would just be proactive. Look at the organizational chart, know who's on your team, and just schedule a 10-minute meeting. That could be a lunch, just something in a break room, a conference room, to really start to get to know your team, the strengths, the weaknesses, what projects that they are working on.
How do you recommend people approach those meetings? Should they have certain questions they ask or outcomes they might look for at the end of those sessions?
Yes, I would have relevant questions pertaining to projects. What are the clients? Who are our clients? What are the problems do they help clients solve? Because you want to also start to look for early wins within the first 30, 60, 90 days.
And how does understanding the company's challenges or problems help you make those wins happen?
You can look for problems on a small scale and sometimes maybe on a large scale. And then also look at our reports, see how you can start to add value. And that's why it's important to listen and learn to get as much information, because you're really doing fact finding and information gathering within the first 30, 60, 90 days, especially the first 30, 60 days.
And what's the outcome that of this research? Is it to figure out how you might produce what you described earlier, these early victories, these wins?
Yeah, small wins, whether you can increase productivity, look for ways where you can add value. And also look for ways, you want to answer this question too, what do you want to be known for? Example, maybe you want to be known as Excel expert, PowerPoint. Look at reports where maybe you can streamline, but start looking at ways, like I said, small wins where you can, the key word is to add value.
What would you say to a listener who thinks that they might come across as too assertive by following this advice and instead they should just keep their head down?
I would encourage listeners to always be proactive, because it demonstrates the initiative that you want to succeed, but also you want to be a part of the organization.
You mentioned wins earlier. Tell us more about why wins matter, particularly when you've just joined a company.
It helps you, Mac, to really start to stand out.
And so how does it help you stand out, Robert?
It helps you stand out. They're looking at you that they are making a good hiring decision. Let's say, for instance, you get a report, you look at the report and you see how you can streamline that report well, and you can improve that report. Now, all of a sudden, the hiring manager, he feels or she feels like she's made a great decision. But then also what it does, they start to see the value that you can bring to the organization. And then also it starts to build that relationship of trust. And also it starts to help you also gain more confidence in doing the job.
You mentioned streamlining reports. Can you share other examples, Robert, of steps your clients have taken to get these kinds of victories in those early months?
Also look at problems, identify problems, industry problems. When I say industry problems, even outside of your organization, and also see what other companies are doing. I would highly recommend listeners to always subscribe to Google Alerts and put in keywords. You can put in your competition. You can put in keywords, let's say business analysts. What a company's doing outside of your industry, outside of your company, and see how you maybe can incorporate some of those, I would say, best practices within your organization.
You mentioned relationships earlier and reaching out to individual managers or having your manager make introductions to people on your team. What about your relationship with your manager, your supervisor? How do you recommend a listener manage that? That relationship, especially during those early months?
It's critical during the early months to really have good open communication with your manager. And I would highly recommend, now the manager can decide how often, but I would solicit at least bi-weekly feedback to get a feel for, you know, your job performance. How does he or she see you trending in this job? So I would definitely highly recommend solicit one-on-one feedback with your manager.
So if your manager doesn't propose a regular check-in once or twice a month, you think it's a good idea to do that on your own initiative?
Yes, be very proactive.
Okay. And should you also take charge of the agenda and suggest topics that you and your manager might review?
Yes, and that's an excellent question, Mac, because you want to be proactive and demonstrate once again your enthusiasm and being assertive that you want the new role, but you want to succeed in that new role.
What about someone who might be concerned that this behavior might be perceived as threatening, or perhaps that you're trying to get a promotion quickly, or even that you might be after your boss's own job?
Get a feel for your boss's leadership style, communication style, and talk to your team members to really get to know, and you'll be able to know how to manage that process once you get to know that individual.
Well, I want to take a quick break, Robert, and when we come back, I want to continue our conversation about these first 90 days. I'm especially interested in exploring something you touched on earlier, which is asking lots of questions. And I know curiosity can be a very powerful tool when starting a new job. So we'll be back in just a moment, and we'll continue our conversation with Robert Moment about why you need a 90-day plan when you start a new job. It's never been easier to apply for work. Do a simple search on the internet for any job, and you'll find dozens, sometimes hundreds of openings. But many job seekers tell me it's never been harder to get an interview, much less a job. Does this sound like you? I talk to employers who post on the MaxList job board all the time. These managers tell me that the people they hire have clear goals that match the mission and needs of the company. Do you have a clear job search goal? Go to maxlist.org/focus. You'll get our free guide, Finding Focus in Your Job Search, and you'll learn a simple step-by-step process for setting your own goals. Go to maxlist.org/focus. When you know what you want in your next job, your search gets so much easier because you focus on only the jobs that interest you, not the positions you could do. And here's something else that happens when you have a clear goal and stop applying everywhere. You get fewer rejections, more interviews, and better offers. Doesn't that sound nice? Get your copy today of Finding Focus in Your Job Search. It's free. Go to maxlist.org/focus. And now, let's get back to the show. We're back in the MaxList studio. I'm talking with Robert Moment. He's the author of Starting a New Job, Career Planning and Job Promotion Tactics for Motivated New Employees. Robert, before our break, we touched on curiosity, and you had mentioned at the start of our conversation how important it is to ask questions when you begin a new position. Why is curiosity such a powerful tool for a new employee?
It's a powerful tool. It demonstrates, one, your initiative to learn and to succeed, but also it helps you to clarify, you know, job expectations so you can successfully perform on the job. Because one of the number one reasons why people fail to achieve success during the first 90 days is not asking questions. So asking questions, that also helps you avoid any mistakes because, you know, mistakes can be costly. So I highly recommend, it doesn't show weakness, it doesn't show vulnerability. What it does, once again, it shows an initiative that you are a willing learner, that you want to be there and you want to succeed.
Do you have favorite questions you recommend a listener might ask during these early months?
You always want to know, what problems can you help your manager solve? with challenges that you, immediate challenges within the first 30, 60, 90 days, with projects that you can be a part of. You want to come across as a problem solver.
You mentioned earlier the value of regular check-ins with your manager. What about your coworkers? After you have those initial check-in meetings that you suggested via an introduction from your supervisor, how do you recommend, Robert, that a listener work with colleagues?
I would also solicit that feedback as well to get constructive feedback because, you know, they have been a part of the organization. They can give you, they can also be critical in your success within the 30, 60, 90 days because, you know, people want you to succeed on jobs. I don't think people want you to fail, but they want you to succeed. But if you take the initiative and they see that you are coming to them, asking them relevant questions that can help the organization and help you, they will help you to succeed. I just believe that. That's just people. You know, if you're nice, like I said, you're likable, you have a positive attitude, you're very enthusiastic about the job and the position, people are willing to help you.
I'm glad you brought that up because I think for some people, it sounds very stressful to think that you're, as you said at the start, still interviewing for the job during those first 3 months. And it's encouraged. And so I'm glad you made the point that your supervisor and your coworkers do want you to succeed. Do you have suggestions, Robert, about how people can manage the stress that they might feel during these early months?
How they can manage the stress, you know, have a plan. And the plan is, you know, focus on, you know, what does it entail to be successful within that position? And that's one of the first questions that you can ask your manager. What's the blueprint for success within this position? And also look at star performers within that organization. Also, they can give you really good sound advice also on what it will take to succeed. So once you have a blueprint, it gives you confidence and you're focused. You know, focus on, I would say, employee initiatives and also in terms of job performance, what it takes to perform within that job and then also professional and personal development.
Okay, I'm glad you brought up the blueprint. And are there other elements that you would include in a 90-day plan that a new employee is putting together?
One, just to summarize, you definitely want to be asking good, relevant questions. You really want to embrace your team, know your role, but also know your organization, and even look for a mentor within that organization.
Why can a mentor help you when you first join a company?
A mentor can help guide you, help you avoid pitfalls, but also can help you achieve success because they know what it takes to succeed within that organization. But also, too, they know the culture. And I think every organization have unwritten rules. And the unwritten rules, they also be able to, like I said, help you navigate and guide you within that organization. And they know the key players, and they truly know how that organization is run and what it takes to succeed within that organization.
How do you recommend someone approach a colleague or somebody who might be a supervisor about being your mentor?
I would look at the organizational chart, and I would just send them a kind, friendly email and just reach out, just keep it very informal. Say, you know, I would like to, first, you want to build relationships. And it just, once again, that one-on-one. And then if you feel comfortable, if there's some chemistry and you see the individual might be willing to help, and then just ask them point blank, you know, I'm seeking a mentor within the organization. And I would say in the past, whether it's been clients or colleagues, and they said most people would want to reach out and help you as a mentor.
And can you tell us more about what you mean when you say mentor? Is this someone you might have a long-standing relationship with, or is it a person you might turn to for specific advice about a particular challenge?
I think it could be either. It could be short-term or long-term, but I would highly recommend you know, someone first that you can turn to for advice, but also long term, because if you're looking to stay within an organization, that person will be a good ally, someone in your corner that can support you, and someone that you could actually have good, honest, open conversation with, and also they can give you constructive criticism or constructive feedback. So I would say long term more so than short term.
And what does that relationship look like on an ongoing basis? Is this someone you meet with once a month for 30 minutes? Do you prepare an agenda, or do you contact them by email with a particular question when a challenge might arise? What have you seen work, Robert?
What I've seen work, that's a great question. Mac, let the mentor decide, and he or she will guide you in terms of what will work for them, and let the mentors decide. And because they see you already are proactive, so they will help. They would say whether it's monthly, bi-monthly, but let them tell you how they're going to mentor you.
In addition to the frequency of meetings, what happens in those conversations? Again, do you bring a particular challenge to the person, or do you let them decide? I'm pressing on this because probably the mentor that you approach is going to be busy and will want to know how they can be helpful. And maybe are they looking to you, Robert, for direction about how that might unfold?
You want to maximize that time. And you want to maximize that time. You want to have an agenda. If it's if you're struggling in an area on your job, you want to be very clear and concise when you talk to your mentor. Not them having to guess or probe. You want to be very clear because, like I said, you want to maximize that time because that time is very valuable. And they would really appreciate that when you go to them with problems or whatever it may be, but you want to be clear and concise. You do want to have an agenda.
We've talked a lot about particular strategies that people should consider following during these first 90 days and beyond. Do you recommend, Robert, that someone actually sit down and write out a plan? Or is this something that you do informally?
I would highly suggest you write out a plan. That job description, look at that job description, thoroughly analyze that job description, and you know, have a plan. And the plan is, once your manager tells you what it will take to succeed, then you start to fill in the blanks when you work on your plan.
Earlier, you mentioned asking a manager about the problems they face. And one way I've seen people do this is to say to a manager at the end of 90 days, what are the three things you want me to tell you I've done for you? And often the manager will tell you about things that aren't in the job posting, won't they?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's what I'd love about that question is it both gets to the employer's problems, which is a point you've made earlier, and it gives you practical examples of things the manager's dealing with right now and needs help with. Well, Robert, what would you say, how do you know the interview is over? Do employers have formal check-ins at the end of 3 months typically, or when do you know you're not standing on the trapdoor anymore?
Well, they will meet with you. Usually, they do have a probationary period. They'll have a specific date. They will sit down and say, they will go over your performance 30, 60, 90 days. And they would say, you know, we really like your performance. And that's, of course, that's a sign that you will continue to be employed. So, yes, they do have a one-on-one sit down where they analyze and they give you feedback on your performance within the first 30, 60, 90 days.
So know that that's going to happen, prepare for it, and get ready for that meeting. But many of the practices you've shared here, Robert, are strategies that can be helpful to you throughout a career, aren't they?
Yes, they can. And the key is, once again, is to have a plan, be proactive, and always look to add value. You know, I say, know your value, effectively communicate your value, and then demonstrate your value consistently throughout your entire career.
Well, it's been a terrific conversation. Now, tell us what's next for you.
What's next for me? I'm working on my next book, Always Be Kind and How to Be Kind to Others.
Terrific. And I look forward to reading that. I know you have several other books on Amazon and your website that are quite useful. And people can find those by visiting your site, which is at howtoaceaninterview.com. Well, given all the great advice you've shared today, Robert, what's the one thing you want a listener to remember about why you need a 90-day plan when you start a new job?
First impression is always your lasting impression, and it will determine your success or failure within the first 30, 60, 90 days.
One word came up a lot in my conversation with Robert: relationships. They matter in the workplace, and they matter during the job search as well. When you start a new position, as Robert emphasized, you can't just work to the job posting alone. You've got to pay attention to the people inside the company and their needs and problems, and figure out how to build your own ties with these folks and help them be successful. And you can do that by focusing on relationships and the challenges of that the people you work with face. Well, as you think about your job search, another word that matters a lot is goals. You got to have a focus and know exactly what you want. If you're struggling with your job search goal, we have a guide that can help. It's called Finding Focus in Your Job Search. And you can get it today for free by visiting maxlist.org/focus. Again, go to maxlist.org/focus. And you can download a free step-by-step guide to setting your own job search goal. You're in a job interview, and you notice the interviewer keeps using phrases like, tell me about a time, or give me an example, and describe a situation. These are behavioral interview questions. And if you want to answer them well, you need to prepare before you walk into the interview room. Our guest next Wednesday is Gina Riley. She'll show you how you can answer any behavioral interview question. Until next time, thanks for letting us help you find your dream job.